We had that already.
Okay, how was it?
Good. You have a Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay, Friday night. Correct. Correct. By Yeshiv.
Oh, by Yeshiv. Shal Shabbos.
First day is my wife's first day, and I'm the second day. What's going on here? How come so? Ivan, how come?
Oh, it's alright. Some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties with the new one?
Yeah. This is a good one. I'm not proud of it.
The parent teacher things we just had. It was parent teacher conferences today.
One second. I'm not sure why. It might be out of battery. We have to charge it. So we can use this one today.
Okay.
This
is one. Okay.
I'll keep the other one.
Okay, the Zeh Kanishma is not in, I'll show you about the Yeshua Paul. Okay, Rabozai. Okay, we're going to do part of this packet today. And then we'll finish packet. We have Yudzayin Yechas. We did Yudzayin, yeah. Well, I'll give you Yudzayin. And then Yudchas.
Tomorrow.
And then I have the Chazar packets I have already, so we're ready to go.
Okay.
And then I have to just decide what we're going to be doing during the Bein HaZmanim, if anyone has...
Yes, we have some...
We were discussing for a few minutes before share.
We have some ideas we're going
to... Okay, you tell them. You have to... Okay. Okay, Inyan Srara. So, the question is like this. This packet has to do with, if you have a Srara, and... So does that mean your son automatically gets it after you? So this is the Yerusha Besrara. Say you're a Rav, you're a Dean, all types of things. And so does it get passed on to the son? It's an interesting question. So it says, V'chiper HaKoyin, or it writes for a Chashem newspaper, something, things like that.
Someone pointed out in the name.
Yeah. You should see, they had it about the Boston River. Your father wrote an art, or I didn't realize it, he wrote it. And he has a picture of Rav Soloveitchik.
Yeah.
There's a good picture of Rav Soloveitchik in that article.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Mishpacha. About Rav Soloveitchik speaking very laudatory things about the very hard, complimentary things about the Boston Rebbe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 10 years since the patira of the Boston Rebbe.
Yeah.
And then he speaks about the son. You see, Rebbes, they know how to do it, the Yerusha. This is it. The Rebbe, the Hasidim, they know Yerusha Shvara is very good with the Rebbes. Well, that's the problem. And then, it's been recently, it's been like one Rebbe, and then it splits into,
Oh, that's
because
it's too
sound. So he will, l'chahim tachas oviv. The lovash is big day hakodesh. So, what does it say in the Torah's Kayanim on page 4? L'chayim tachas avid. Melamed shehaben kodem l'chol adam. That the ben is kodem l'chol adam. So, this is what. In other words, the pasuk here is talking about what? What the Kohen Gadol. Right? So it says the Torah's Kohen, the Melamech HaBen Kodom L'chol Odom, Yochol Af Al Pisha Ein Memalei Mekom Moshel Aviv. In other words, maybe, well, even if he's not really Roy Lekach, Talmud Lomah Asher Yimalei Es Yodom Es Man Shehu Memalei Mekom Moshel Aviv Hu Kodom L'chol Odom. That if he is Memalei Mekom Moshel Aviv, in other words, if he's fit, then he comes first. If he made him a Mamalim Kom Shalom Yovachim Yisham Shtachim, but if he's not fit for the position, then someone else will take it. But we'll see. Look in the Rashba. Tshuvas HaRashba, page 6. Let's see the question. Sha'alta, Reuven tovei mishimon, ba'omer lo. Reuven says to Shimon, ata hayisa shliach tzibor b'beis knesses shebu'ushke miyom shmona u'shloshim shana. You were the shliach tzibor. Ve'achshav zakanta, v'safta. Now you're an older man. Ve'en ata yochal l'shamesh b'lichshlichuson k'mo shasisa kodem hayom. And now you're not able to do it. Now you want your son to take over. Otherwise, your son, his voice is not so... what does it mean, she'eino orev? He's not sweet. I guess his voice.
Right, there's a pasuk about...
Ki kolech orev, umarech noev. And we don't want your son. Well, if you could do it, fine. If you love, so he says, Rabbi Avraham is here. But if you can't, then you have to sit home. Heshiv Shimon Efshar Shach. Shatashash mikzas kochi veini kovdo mizokin veini yochol ayen likros b'sefer Torah k'mo shayisi osa b'chol hinyonim hacheiv shachol shlechtzim olasos b'kochi as k'kochi ato. It was v'leining, whereas in those days the shlech tzibur wasn't just a chazan, he was the balkori. It's sort of like, you know what I told you, a shamus. A shamus and a shul did like a lot of these things. You know, the they didn't have a concept of Balkori. The Shamus in the Shul was the Balkori. You know. So he said, my eyesight is not so good, so I might not be able to be the Balkori. I'm still as vigor as before. I mean, Fais Lakal, I'm giving this problem of Vesak Nesha, she asked me, Chesach. It's a family tradition. Whereas you say the voice is not sweet, but he's still, you know, very qualified. In other words, I have a lifetime contract. So therefore, my son should yashin me. Even though maybe the voice is not the best. And look at the takana, the last paragraph. His kibbutz kol kol beis knesses avdolah shabu ushka shabas kama achas bloshem adam mehem sheyimre alzeh shal beis knesses paltzot rotsu nafsham monu meachshav aleim chazan l'shamish aleim Chol inyanei hachazon, dover katan, dover gadol, shloni bar poli bar yom, v'chol yimei chayav. Chayin l'kahal, limnos, acher lazor l'chazon, haniskar, mishum dover, meadvorn, haniskar, l'van mi, sheyimga hachazon, haskinskar, shol yuchal shum chazon, lo shum odom, lismanos, olav, 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 mishum dover, meadvorn, haniskarim, chol shimush haniskar, ela batzosu rutsono, l'hashlim. In other words, this is the Tanai. So he says that I rationed it for my father, my grandfather, and now my son should get it. Okay, he's not the best opera singer, but, you know, Chach. So who's right? In other words, Reuven says, we don't like you, the son, we don't like your son so much. So Zok the Rashba, Hadin Im Shimon, Shliach Tziva Mekam Atonim. Ha'achad kishuras hadin misha mismana im atzibur l'shamish b'fneim b'dovim b'nadveim einu masna b'daf shehu m'shamish b'atzim lolo. But it's clear to me, and you'll tell me, I think Rabbi Bleich has it in his sefer, I mean, we'll see all the sources, that this whole discussion is when it's a lifetime thing. In other words, if the appointment is a lifetime appointment, So then your son gets it. So there was a mice. I'll leave out names. I'll leave out all names to protect.
We could edit the recording.
Yeah, no. Someone told me. A chosh of a person told me that a certain chosh of a tamchach was a magid shir in a certain yeshiva, and he wanted, I guess, that his son take over for him, you know, after, and Rav Moshe supported the idea that it was Yorish, but the question is whether. So that's what it's mashma the Rashba.
Isn't that what happened in Pulpit?
Yeah. Now, I don't know, you know, in different places, like Rabbi said, different places might have different minhagim. And then the Rashba writes here on page 7, Im haben roi lekach afal pi she'ino orev bekolo. See on page 7? Kamo im kolo eino mashun. In other words, if the son has a very displeasing voice, it's like very, you know, anyone could hear it, it grates on your kishkes, you know, the voice. So, Hanami. But, okay, he's not Klusovitsky, you know, he's not Moshe Stern, Moshe Oysher. But he has a nice, you know, it's not as pleasant, but it's okay. So he says, "Who?" And he didn't do any averis. Michelle's averis tachas yondo. Dover roy who she yevedo kodeh b'siyu l'cholod. So shafim lohi ha'av yachol l'amod b'shimushim v'ben roy l'kach apol pi sheyesh acher tov mimenu. You see, even though this could be someone who's better than him, he still has the right. But again, this has to be in a situation where it's a. So it's like this: if you hold, like Rav Moshe's thing, that you can't fire and you have chazaka, then this fits in. You hold like Rav Moshe that. So you magid shir, this can't be fired unless he does something wrong. So then, taka, this Rashba applies. But if you hold not like Rav Moshe, that doesn't apply, that you can fire people and this and that, so then there's no din Yerusha. Because it's only if you hold that, in other words, if the Rashba was talking about a situation where it's a lifetime thing. So if you hold that the things today are a lifetime, so then, in a Hanami, like Rav Moshe held, their lifetime. So Rav Moshe L'Shitaso held that this Magid Shir has a right to give over to his son. But If you hold not like Rav Moshe, like not everyone, you see, people don't always follow Rav Moshe and Lugabe this. So then they don't have a right to, you know, to give to the Din Yerusha either.
What would happen
when
the case of the Sheriff wanted the son to take over? What happens if the son is not up to actually being
taken
over for his father?
Yeah, so...
And I guess the father still wants him.
Well, in what field? Well, look, if it's what a magid shir, if he doesn't know how to learn, so obviously he can't take over. We're talking about that he is in the ballpark. He's in the ballpark, but there are other people that are better. There are other people that are better. So in the American society today, you know, oh, we always say whoever's better, we want to, you know, we don't. So then for those people who say that, then there's no Yerusha for them. But if Rav Moshe and Lishitaso held that there is a Chazaka, and there is, then for those, so then it's an Olomvad thing, and then there would be Yerusha. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
So what about like in a place like Reuters? So let's say, I'm not sure, but I would assume that like it was started by someone and then wasn't it like Rav Shimshon Harish's like son or something, or like his like son, or, so is that the same thing as Yerusha?
Well, the Rabbanus has not been Yerusha in all the Rabbanim, they've been Rav Breuer and then Rav Schwab, Rav Gelli, Rav Mato, none of them are sons of each other.
So how did that happen?
So it didn't work. It didn't work that way. I don't know what their bylaws. You have to have Ezra Hess here to tell you what their rules are. But. You know, and even the Chazanim, I don't think any of the sons did Chazanis. But you need the experts here. We're lucky. We have the big expert in our shir here.
And TJ kind of looked like that because Rabbi Wolfstein and then
Rabbi Wolfstein's
son.
He didn't take over.
Right. Well, Joseph Wolfstein. But then the third generation didn't want. Right, so he didn't want it. He didn't want it. So then if he didn't want it, then...
So that's like really a family dynasty.
Yeah. That's, But really, Rav Moshe would hold that everything should be a family dynasty, not only KJ and things like that.
What does he think about son-in-laws?
Son-in-laws. That's a question. You know what the Velt says. You can pick your son-in-laws, you can't pick your sons. Well, sometimes the son-in-law is more qualified to be the Rosh Yeshiva than the son. Because the son-in-law, they pick, your son is who your son is. You can't choose who your son is. But your son-in-law, in those communities, at the Shabbos table, I was very stark this Shabbos at lunch, discussing that a person has to pick a person, their spouse, who they like. Not a hechi timtza for something else. You know, you marry this person because now you can get a job you pick the person because you like the person. Don't pick the person because, in some circles, they pick the person only as a hechi timtza that... this way I'll be able to be the next race. I'll be able to... Yeah, so that's... And my sheet is when you do that, then you end up having not a happy life. So you should marry someone who you really like and not marry someone for other external reasons. And then it doesn't work out well. And then you can have such sorrow, so you're not going to be able to learn anyway. So... if you don't like, if you don't have Simchas Achaim, you don't learn anyway. So Maho Ilu. So that's the Yisod. If I can tell you one thing in life, this is the most important thing I could ever tell you. You marry someone who you love, you care about, you fit with, and not for other external reasons like money or, you know, sometimes people try to do both. Okay, but the main, you know, but sometimes, you know, it's a person. You have to live with the person. So you have to have a person that you want to live your life with, you know, your whole life. Without any, you know, not because this person's father has money, so you, like someone would tell me, oh, this way you'll sit in toilet for the next, you know, your whole life, so that's why you should marry this girl. So that's not a good mahalach. It's not.
Yeah, so
his
family dynasty, his son-in-law, is that considered as
Yerusha? Yeah, so his son-in-law is not part of the, it's not really a Yerusha, it's the same way that a son is. We'll see.
That
wasn't a simple matter. It wasn't a simple matter. You know, how the transition from Moshe Soloveitchik to Soloveitchik. It wasn't a simple matter. I mean, you have to see the history of these things. Okay, we'll speak a different time on these matters. So let's look at the Ramah here. On page 8. Shlich Tzibur Shehizchin. Shlich Tzibur that got old. Rotzol of Noz B'no L'sayil of Rotzol Mahal. So this is what? This is the Shlich Tzibur that gets old. This is the Rashba, right? Rambam is quoting the Rashba that we just learned. The Tshuvas HaRashba. Right? Chelek Aleph, Zibin, Shin. So, Shliach Tzibur. Sorry. Shliach Tzibur, Shehizkin, Rotsa Limnos, Beno, the sign of Fakim, Aval Pi, Shein Kolob. Shein kol b'no arev kikolo. Even though his voice is not as pleasant. In mali makom b'shar dvarim b'no kodem l'choladim. But I think the words like this, that the shliach tzibur had a lot of jobs. You know, he was the balkore, he was the shliach tzibur, he sold the astrogim, you know, he did a lot of things. So basically, he was a good fit, you know, fit for his father. You know, he fulfilled all the things. But his voice was not as nice as the father's voice. So still, b'no kol dem l'chol adam. Ein atzibri kol limchos b'yadam.
How come when the Rambam quotes this, he doesn't write that key line from the Rashba?
Yeah, what's the key line?
The key line in the Rashba was, Ki lefi masha nirom yemidhag oso in hamakomos, abonim mitamnim midas etzibor, da'azanim tachas ha'avos. So this whole halacha is only when there's a minhag.
Yeah, wait, let's see that line. Let's see that key line. Rav Avram Levitch Lita, what page?
Page 7.
Okay, let's see. If you mention any wrong, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere else. Thank you. If you mention any wrong, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere else.
The Rashbam himself says the whole reason for his psak is because of this.
Yeah, one second.
Well, what are you saying, Avram?
This is in a blanket halacha. It depends on the minhag.
Yeah, so I think the word is, you see, the way you're interpreting is that that had a minhag that the sons take over the fathers. I think he's saying that when the minhag is that the father has a lifetime position, so then the second minhag b'meila follows. But the key minhag is, well,
second one is not a minhag, it's halacha.
Right. In other words, the first thing is, was because if it's only a thing that you're a rabbinic intern for 2 weeks, you know, so, you know, it's not only Yerusha and a rabbinic intern, because it's only a 2-year stint. But if it's something, he's the Rav of the Shul for many, many years. This is it's a very sensitive topic, especially when the family really wants the son to Yarsha the father, and the son doesn't want him, it becomes a very sensitive matter. But I think the word is, if it's really a lifetime thing, and Rav Moshe holds that everything is really a lifetime thing. As long as like Ruby says, I quoted Ruby, the Thanksgiving in Queens, that he's saying that the shteller is a lifetime shteller. In other words, even though you have 5-year contracts and things like that, but it's still really a lifetime position. A lifetime position. So that's the soul of the, that's the soul hadover. So it's a lifetime thing. So maybe it's such a, you know, now it could be, you know, some communities like, see, in those days, I don't know how much personality played a role. You know what I mean? In the time of the, like, it seems very, can he do it? Can he not do it? Like this day you have personality of the Rav, and the people, you know, don't work out well, so it could be a Corbin. You know, whatever. You know, so that's also, but then, like Rav Moshe says, you really shouldn't have a Besdin to adjudicate that. It's not a simple matter. But it seems that the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and that's what, and I think, you know, Rav Moshe fits in, was what the thing that I was told from Rav Moshe that he held that the Magid Shir could take over from the, the son takes over. I'm not going to mention the names on the way. is Lishitaso. Maybe that's what this person told me also, that it's emotional Lishitaso. But it seems clear to me it's Lishitaso, that because he holds it's a lifetime thing. So Mela, you can't have to speak about Yerusha if it's not a lifetime thing. Because if it's not a lifetime thing, it's not really yours. It's just a yeah.
So again,
right. So I don't know how they work, because you have to realize, I mean, Avram Shapiro didn't yarshin it from his, but you know, so I don't know whether they view it as a life, you know, it's hard. But Rav Moshe did. So that's what maybe this person told me, and that's what I think, that it makes sense that since he holds it as a lifetime thing, then it goes Birusha. And I think what Rav Moshe said was the Pashut Pshat. Everyone thinks, oh, Rav Moshe said it's Chiddush, that you can't. I don't think Rav Moshe didn't say any Chiddush. We saw the Chasam Sofer wrote it in the Tshuva, that the purpose of a contract is not for the benefit of the Rav. The Rav goes lifetime. It's not for so he shouldn't be fired. He can't be fired. Well, so what's the purpose of the contract? The purpose is, if he wants to leave, then he could tell them, I want to leave. And they can't hold on to him. That's what the Chasam Sofer wrote, right?
Well, it's like in Lakewood Yeshiva, there was a Baron, a Schneer,
yeah.
A Baron Malkiel.
Right, exactly. And that was in... But yeah, that was a big thing, you know, Mokil,
But what happens when there's more than one son that's running to take over? So then how do they figure out who gets the Ashenet?
The Bechor, right?
But let's say the Bechor isn't the most Gishmak.
But is he capable? In other words, sometimes the Bechor is not into learning or so much. So then, of course, he's not in the Parsha. But if he is in the Parsha, and... there's also a thing with the Rebbe, who's going to take over the Lubavitch, there was two son-in-laws, so it was a different, These are big topics, It could change the world, So, yeah.
But also within Talmud Chacham, we have people who are, big analytical people, or people who know more, how do you determine who's row in that case?
Right, so it seems that the halacha is if you have chazaka or yarshin, so then even though the other person is greater. That was the American concept. We take the new, we take the best. The American concept, you can't relate to these halacha. The modern American mind does not deal well with these halachas. They don't deal with a lot of halachas.
It makes sense.
What makes sense?
Which one? The best
person
to take.
You have the modern American
mind.
Yeah.
Right, you have the modern American mind.
Right.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense than the old Euclid.
Right.
It's an objective opinion.
What about in a situation?
Right, because, right, like...
I know it.
You're American.
What about...
You can't say that, you can't say something like, well, of course you would think that, because you're coming from America.
And look at, one more time, look at the Magen Avraham, his mother says it. Look, page 8, page 8. Page 8, shh, page 8, Sikha Lamram, Umayri Shekiblu Lashatz Kol Yimei Chayav. See, I probably saw that already. What I was saying, that's what the Magen Avraham says. Because if he's a Shliach Tzibur, a lifetime thing, then... This is Avram Levitz Rashba. So it's interesting now that the rabbinate in Israel is both sons of, even though it wasn't the right after, Rav Avadia Yosef, his son, but now it's not right after, but...
What about
it? One second. But Rashdam, Kasav, the Bechacham Hamuna, Arbitz Torah, the Din Lor Minin King. He says, but he quotes the Marashdam, he says that a Chacham Hamuna, Arbitz Torah, to be a Dayan, he says, you don't say that. Uvasev Asar Mamoros, Chol Minuim Shem Kesat Torah, Ein B'Neim Kodmim. So that is another, maybe Keset Torah shouldn't be like that. So you see, Rav Yair, so he's saying Shukla like you, that if it's Keset Torah, in other words, if you're the Chazan, Chazan's not Keset Torah. Chazan, you're Lane, you're this, that's not Keset Torah. So then Yerusha. But maybe when it comes to Keset Torah, it shouldn't go be Yerusha.
By
talents. You should have promise. You have promise, and whoever the tzibur likes, they like his voice the best. But it's interesting that he quotes these achronim.
The bechacham amru
laharbitz torah laadin lo amrina kain. V'sefer eser mamaras mamar chikar adin. The chol haminuyim shem kesa torah ein b'neim kodmim. So this is a fascinating machlokes. About say whether what's the story? Okay, there's more here. We'll eventually get back to this packet. But we're going to stop now. We're set to record.